Yeah! Ladies and gentlemen, buckle up for the sex.
God damn it.
It's the Apropos of Nothing podcast.
With your hosts,
Salsa,
James,
and Jenna.
So wait, you start...
Nope. We're drinking tonight.
fucking monster.
God All damn right. it, James. What have you done?
Tonight we are drinking.
Yes,
going
we
back,
are.
Going back a few weeks to my trip up to Duluth. Today we are drinking the Crowler of Earthrider Brewery's North Tower Stout. And by we, I mean James and I.
Yeah.
Because Jenna won't like it.
She's not a fan.
Yeah. No. So yeah, that's what we're having.
Yay! I am excited.
And the verdict is...
Oh, delicious.
Delicious. Mm.
Chocolatey.
I'll have a sip in the name of science. Mm.
Really light, though. Surprisingly light.
Ah. Oh God!
Yeah. No, it's not as heavy as like a Guinness or something
still
like that.
Still beer.
Oh.
Yeah.
But
this might be what Guinness is like overseas. You've been overseas. You've had
Irish it is a lot. Beers. It is more creamy, creamier, and still has the bitterness though. Mm. It's still this doesn't have the roasted bitterness as much. But yeah.
Yeah, this is a sweeter beer.
Mm-hmm.
This is
quite tasty.
Yeah, it is.
I'm for it.
It's like coffee and chocolate in beer form.
Mm-hmm.
I'm about it.
As am I.
So I did a thing.
What did you do?
I went haunting.
Haunting?
Hunting.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah. I went hunting in Wisconsin. And I...
Did you...
I shot nothing because I didn't see any bucks. Well, no. Let me take that back. I saw a bunch of fucking bucks.
That were way over there.
No, not even that, because I would have taken a pot shot.
That's terrible.
Well, not exactly a pot shot, but like a well-judged... Okay. You know, like, you want to make sure you're not just wounding something.
Right.
Right. But, and you also want to be able to see what you're shooting at. No, the Friday that we got up there, before opening day...
Of course...
They're all over the fucking place.
No, they're always around.
Yeah, they're just like, before. Oh, hey, I guess we'll see you tomorrow, huh? No.
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 That's always the way.
No, we were always visiting.
Are you saying you were ghosted?
Yes. So, we did see deer during hunting season while it was open. It was a mom and baby. It was a doe and a fawn. We were visited by them several times, as a matter of fact,
by
and they
ghost
became
of hunting past.
Increasingly bold.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but no. Other than that, we sat outside and were cold, and then had good food.
Okay.
And I also was very much reminded of what you two were talking about a couple episodes back when we were like, you know, Minnesota's a blue state, and it's and one of you was like, yeah,
that
no,
was me.
Not so
no,
the,
I'm
the,
like,
the red
buddy.
Boundary is much closer than you think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Turns out
it's right over there.
Yep.
yes, it exists in Minnesota, but also, holy shit.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Like, it was a sweet town. Everybody there was super nice.
Yeah.
But I'm also a white man wearing hunting orange.
Yep.
And so
assumptions were made.
I was talking to Bryn about it, and she was like, "Does that mean that you're Republican passing?" And I was like,
"Oh God,
I'm so grossed out right now. I'm so grossed out right now." But yes, but no. It was a good time.
Huh?
I would do it again. I still don't know that I can actually like. Murder something for food, and I don't know.
We still haven't found out. No,
no,
we haven't held your feet to the fire as of yet.
No,
the buck is both dead and alive right now.
Yes. Yeah. Yes,
the buck has not yet stopped here.
It is being passed.
Yes,
Wolhaven be. So yeah, that's
oh dear.
Yeah. That was much of the weekend.
Good.
Also, I was reminded that air mattresses, no matter how kindly offered, are terrible.
Yeah.
Speaking of air mattresses.
Yeah.
I got a couch.
Yes.
That's not an air mattress.
No, but it's
wait,
not.
Is your couch inflatable?
It's furniture. No, but it's furniture.
An air mattress couch. Is not furniture.
My wife and I have reached that point in our relationship, in our marriage, in our partnership, in our lives, where we have purchased
yes
a new piece of furniture.
Holy
fuck. Oh, your kids are going to ruin it in a week.
Oh, yeah, we know. We also have the 5-year warranty. So if anything goes wrong...
That's... Between the kids and the cats, that's a real smart idea.
Yeah, no, the saleswoman...
There has to be something left to hand back in.
You know, the saleswoman was like, you know, it's a no-questions-asked thing. So if the cats scratch up the claws, you just kind of jab the side of somebody and say, oh, look, and get a new one. So,
yeah.
But you didn't hear that from us. No, we bought a sectional.
It's beautiful. Yeah.
It is.
The photos are fucking gorgeous.
It is this dark color of indescribable color because whatever it is.
Yeah. I was going to say, they might be asking the wrong person.
Yeah. but it's this dark color and it's so soft. Like, my wife, we're just sitting there just petting the cushions because they're so soft. but it's huge, you know, and it fits the space.
It's only a problem perfectly. If the couch snuggles back.
It replaces the couch and the love seat and the space that was the coffee table in the corner.
Yeah.
So it's that whole space. So the coffee table's in a different place now, which is a little confusing, just because you're like, I'm going to throw the thing away, and the trash is not where it has been. But it's big, and it's beautiful, and it's ours, and it was... kind of an impulse buy, but kind of not. Like, we've been wanting one for a long time.
Yeah.
And it was something that we've wanted to have for a while.
We were walking through Costco.
No, it was actually like we went to a place the day before. We went to a place on Saturday and we looked at some stuff. We just didn't see what we'd liked. And we got home and my wife kind of had a little bit of a, I don't want to say a breakdown, but just kind of like an emotional episode. And it kind of came out that she had kind of set this personal goal of having this sectional by Thanksgiving. And she was kind of despairing of that.
Aww.
And was kind of getting depressed about that. And so it was like, it'll be fine. We'll go take a look. And so I kind of talked her off that ledge and convinced her to go take another look at a few other places.
Yeah.
And then we found this one, and it was just, we loved it so much. So
nice.
Perfect. And it was only like $800.
Oh, that's a really good price.
Exceptionally good price. For what we got. That, you know, a lot of the other places we were looking at was easily $1,500 for what we got.
Oh, yeah. For a couch of that size?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and I mean, it doesn't have the recliner or the cup holders or the little cubbies or anything like that. So so what we're looking at is it doesn't have all the bells and whistles, which can get up to like $3,000 or $4,000. You know, this is going to be probably, like I said, about
handcrafted bells,
$1,500 in a lot of other places,
artisanal whistles.
But we found it for $800, and
artisanal whistle.
But yeah, no, we went home and forced the children to clean up their mess very quickly.
You will do this now.
Yes. You want a new couch to destroy, you're going to need to clean up the ruins of the old one.
But now we have a new couch for Thanksgiving, which is in 2 days.
That's fantastic.
Oh, God, yeah.
So when people come over for the eatins and they stuff themselves silly, they will have a place to flop.
That's a tremendous plan.
I know, right?
Yeah.
I'm in.
Yep.
Super excited for this.
Was that also a Raider Lee plan?
That was why she wanted it by Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Okay.
It was so that there was
I was
going to
say,
for...
this is too good a plan
no,
for
it
us.
No, it was legitimately because we were going to have people
and
over
maybe
it,
a Jenna
and
plan.
And she wanted the new furniture before
I mean...
It. Yeah.
Ridderly and I do so. Think alike sometimes.
Right.
So if anybody wants a couch... Like, the love seat is dead. The love seat's going away. The love seat's... That's no. But the couch is... The couch is old, and the upholstery is kind of hideous, but it's still in good condition.
I don't think I have room for it anywhere in my apartment.
I think the other consideration you need to take into account, James, is that it has been surrounded by cats for many, many years.
Oh, yeah, that is a good consideration to think of. Yeah, so, yeah, if anybody likes cats, has cats, and needs another couch for them to chew through, it's...
But
it's it is in good shape.
Yeah.
Otherwise, the recycling goes next Thursday.
All right.
They're going to turn it into
just put it out on the curb. What could go wrong over the next week?
Yeah. Do we want to talk about that?
Oh,
I mean,
God.
There is that.
Whoa, we could be very Minnesotan about this and talk about the upcoming weather, don't you know?
That sounds like a heck of a good time.
Oh, yeah.
We are supposed to get a foot.
I had a date like that once.
That might be one of the best date like that jokes you've made.
Possibly.
It was perfectly timed.
No, brilliantly done.
Oh, thank you. Yes. Anyway. All right. Yeah. So I'm excited. I don't like snow. Let's be clear about this. I don't like cold.
Uh-huh.
I'm actually fine with snow, but I don't like cold, and the two kind of go hand in hand. So
cold.
Usually, yeah.
But I fucking hate the way y'all drive. Can I just for a second go all Duluth on this and be like, nah, bitches.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
You are whiny as fuck all, and you have no idea what it could be like.
It drives me insane.
Until you have parallel parked on a 35 degree incline covered in ice, you have no bitching rights. So I love driving in the snow, and I'm super excited for this, but I am not excited for the drivers at all.
They were getting a fucking head start today, that's for sure.
Well, even
holy shit,
even the rain that we got last week.
Oh,
last
Jesus.
What was that, Wednesday or Thursday? Even that doubled my commute.
Yeah,
it was so dumb.
It took me, I want to say, an hour and a half with a quick errand to a nearby Target, not including my stop at Target, to get
anywhere.
to get to Jenna's place to go cook a meal with Bryn. So it was a fucking lot, and people were being real dumb.
No, James has the best story on this one.
Driving down Lake Street, I was passed on the left in the leftmost lane. There was somebody driving on Lake Street as if it were a one-way. And they were turning left from the leftmost lane, which is an oncoming traffic lane. Yeah, and they were stopped at the light because you don't want to break all the laws, I guess. Or fear of traffic that is only present in the crossing direction? I don't know. But, they were stopped at the light, and the pedestrian crossing the street turned and looked at the car and mouthed to the point where I could hear the person's voice in my head. They were like, what the fuck are you doing? This is not a one-way. And the car didn't move. The person in the car just went, and, hand up, what?
What do you expect me to do?
I'm just driving this thing. It goes where it wants. And then the pedestrian was walking past my car and realized that in crossing traffic was a squad car, and they motioned to the cop, and they were like,
hello?
What the fuck is this? Look. And the cop went, oh, right. And pulled forward, lights on, boop, and then boop, boop, and stopped in front of that person. And I just, the light across turned green.
Mm-hmm.
And as I was driving, I just saw the cop, like, get out of the car and go, what?
What the fuck, man?
Yeah, so, It's
fucking Herbie the Love Bug. The guy inside's like, I don't know!
I've got no control over it. I hope that everything went really well for that driver. But I'm glad that they were stopped.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen to that.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, my goodness.
Do you know what? If I could have a superpower, it would be... whenever you see that stupid driver and you're like, where's a fucking cop when you need one? Whenever you say that, to have one actually show up, that would be a great superpower.
You could just be a cop. Which is not a superpower.
That seems like effort.
But
I mean, it takes time and training.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like ambition. A lot of things I don't have. I might have to cut my hair.
Yep. Now I'm just picturing you with just the mustache.
Oh, God.
And short hair. And I'm so weirded out right now.
Oh, God.
Can you picture me as the man? Seriously.
God. That was not... I'm
sorry,
thank you
everyone.
For the nightmares. Fuck.
Have I told you guys there's a flat earther at my company?
Oh, no.
Oh my God!
No.
Oh my God!
This is news.
I didn't realize these were actual things. Please, I thought they were just documentaries about like.
I was.
Oh God!
So my company has Slack, and they've got all the Slack channels that you know, and people were like, you know, there's a bunch of different Slack channels for a bunch of different stuff. Go find, you know, and I found one for homebrewing, and I found one for. There was one that's just, it's like stuff for sale, and basically people in the company, there's actually a lot of traffic in there. People are just throwing things in there that they're
that's fucking awesome.
And that stuff gets snapped up real fast.
Yeah. You have a couch.
Yes, I know.
Okay.
That was...
Alright.
So I'm just kind of browsing through these channels, and there was one that was like flat earth, and I was like, what? And the description is like finding the truth or something like that. And I opened it up and I scanned through and I went back like a few months, and to this moment I still can't tell if it's parody or not.
Oh God.
Yeah.
Oh God.
Yeah.
Like if it is parody, they're real straight faced about it.
Yeah.
Because I don't know. So every so often when I'm, you know, between doing things or my trainer is busy with something else, I'll kind of peek into that to see if there's any
madness. Madness just, lies
just
that way.
I don't see what's going on.
I can't.
Don't do it. Don't do it. It's a trap.
I cannot.
It's a tarp.
The problem with really finely crafted parody like that is that not everyone knows to laugh.
Yeah, exactly.
Is the other thing. Not knowing whether it's parody.
But
or
I mean, because they're sharing. But, they're sharing a lot of sources. You know, and
oh, Jesus.
And talk, yeah, it's just like
no.
I think you're actually insane. I don't know.
At some point, it doesn't matter whether you're joking.
Yeah,
you're still wrong and bad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Fuck. No, I got into an argument with an anti-vaxxer recently.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, honey.
I have so much respect for people that are willing to put up a fight, because I don't.
I can't.
Yeah?
I'm a chick.
Mm-hmm.
And they just don't listen?
Your arguments are invalid.
My arguments are invalid.
Yeah.
And either I am stupid or I'm bitchy. Like
too emotional,
too whatever. Yeah, no, I've tried to have these conversations, and I can. It's weird. It depends on what's going on and where, but I can't have arguments.
Hmm.
I can have a certain type of conversation where I have to expend a whole bunch of energy making sure the other person feels good about themselves, oh, and that this, that, and the other thing, and then I can start to talk to them about this other stuff. Mm-hmm. I don't have the fucking energy for that anymore. I'm too old.
Yeah.
I, you know what? I'm 40, bitches. I'm an elder now. Respect me. Just just fucking listen to me, all right?
Mm-hmm. Save yourselves.
I am not an elder. I'm teasing on that, but...
But seriously, like my older brother will go toe-to-toe with anti-vaxxers and, and Trumpians and you know...
Climate change deniers.
Exactly.
Just, these are all the same people.
He will take them on. Yes. And he will
They're all one person at the same time.
And he will do it not in the, you know, name-calling, swearing way, but he will, like, do the, like, well-thought-out...
Explain to me what it is that you think about you this, know, and then
and,
I will
and
prove
I just,
it wrong.
I, yeah. I sit there going, I have so much respect for you, because I just can't.
Yeah.
I can't.
Yeah.
Because it's, you know, wait, shaking your fist at the clouds...
Old that, man yells at sky.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's just they're never gonna. Nothing you say is gonna change anyone's
no,
mind.
No, at some level, many people have made up their mind with their gut first, and then everything else is rationalization. And it's just there is not the problem that you're gonna have arguing with them is that there is not a good reason.
Mm-hmm.
They don't. Yeah, they don't have an argument. They just have a feeling about it that they're unwilling
to give up. You can't argue science with a magician. Or sorcerer. Like, they're two separate things, right? If somebody is very firmly in the belief that, you know, like, the scientific thing doesn't apply to them, then
I'm not usually in a place where I would argue with you about anything, but
he disagrees.
I do, with the metaphor, not with the sentiment.
Right.
Yeah.
I think I know what you're saying.
But yes, I understand what you're saying, and I wholeheartedly agree.
What is it? It is how do you explain the value of logic to someone who doesn't value logic, or something like that?
Yeah.
Yep.
It's something along those lines.
So, you're standing up for sorcerers everywhere? Is that what I'm hearing?
Well, just like, I imagine
James,
that, like...
are you a pro-sorcerer?
When I was a kid, I had a book of magic that was...
He's a sorcerer apologist.
That was based in...
No, that's fair.
Like, science-based magic tricks.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, but what I'm saying is... Mm-hmm. Like, and why I revised it to sorcerer as opposed to magician... Is that's a different thing?
I suppose.
No, I'm not talking science based magic. I'm talking like
magic,
Dungeons and Dragons, sorcerer,
fireball.
I cast magic myself.
I'm attacking the darkness.
Attacking the gazebo.
Does the gazebo
see
me?
No. Fuck. That story,
the gazebo.
It's so good.
Yeah,
yeah. All right. Yeah. In any case, I, like I said, I wholeheartedly agree with what you're saying, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Also, Salsa is here.
Quiet sorcerer apologist.
That just sounds like a title. Not like a political stance, but like a title.
But like a magic user that's just always sorry about things.
This is our... Yes.
That actually would be a very Terry Pratchett thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That does sound so Terry Pratchett.
Just a town crier who apologizes for whatever the Unseen University has done that week.
Which is necessary, yeah.
Over on, you know, Quirm Street, there was an incident wherein many citizens were turned into frogs. We do apologize for that.
All gold, for a brief moment, was extremely hot and turned into cheese fondue. Again, yeah, very sorry. Extremely sorry.
Everybody who smelled plaid briefly, we do apologize.
I had fun with the plaid, not going to lie.
Yeah.
I was okay with that.
I was in the middle of taking out the trash, so it was better.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Anyway.
This is amazing. Fuck, now I just want to live in that universe.
I do kind of want to build that campaign.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Ah. Oh. Fuck. This should be our erstwhile Twitter account. It's just like...
Ooh.
Every day, a different tweet apologizing something. Yeah, at Sorcerer Apologist. All right, dibs.
Okay, go for it.
All right, that's on you.
Do it.
I'm starting it now.
Whoa, he whipped out his phone.
I will be. You get that created. I will be your first follower.
All right.
I don't really Twitter anymore.
Neither do I.
Nothing
I have,
should be the first follower. Do we even have access to that?
I don't know.
Like, I know we had an account at one point.
Hold on.
But, like...
I might still be plugged into it.
I don't
it.
Ever Twitter, so this does me none good. Well, now the podcast has just become the guys on their phones.
And, should we take a break?
Looking at Twitter.
Should we take a break?
Maybe we should take a break.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Sorcerer Apologist.
Hey, everybody. You should like us on Facebook, apropos of nothing. You could follow us on Twitter at AON Podcast, or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for Apropos of Nothing.
All right, shall we do this thing?
And we're back. I'm Salsa.
I'm James.
And I'm Jenna.
No, honey, no. No.
I have questions I don't want answered.
I have answers I don't want questioned.
Also true.
The legitimate answer is no.
Yep. Yeah.
Hey, I didn't actually get to talk about what I've been doing, and I'm interrupting our plan.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. Do it for it.
Here we go. So... I took a trip to Duluth.
You remember?
In October. And I got presents. And you guys can fight over who gets which one.
Ooh.
Actually, no, you probably get the... Well.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Neat!
So these are...
Oh, rad.
Very cool.
I don't know how to describe them. I'm going to let you guys describe them.
This one is blue.
Do you have a preference? Or?
I don't.
The blue is actually talking to me, so.
Go for it.
All right. All cool. Right.
I'll take this one. This one's fucking gorgeous.
This is...
I didn't take the price tags off either, so now you know how much I spent.
This is the top of a beer bottle.
Mm-hmm.
That right where the neck starts to flare... It's been cut off right there, and it still has a cap. So you take the top of a beer bottle and flip it upside down, and it makes a little shot glass.
Yeah, and it says bottoms up.
Yep.
Hilariously.
Lake Superior.
Right.
This is awesome. I love
this.
Yeah,
this is real fucking cool.
I thought you guys might enjoy this.
Hell to the
I thought
yes.
that about a month and a half ago, so yeah.
And you were right.
I'm 100% for it.
And I do. I'm going to put scotch in mine.
Thank you so much.
Yeah,
you're very welcome.
All right, well, go ahead.
I feel like this is now our thing. When we all take trips, we bring things back
that are generally
booze-related.
It has reached that point where
I feel good about this.
We will go somewhere, and Radley is like, okay, have you gotten presents for AON?
For Aww. AON, yeah.
I mean, just that's... what we do now is we think about each other.
Aww. Well, that got gross.
This is starting to get sappy. James, you did a thing.
Oh, just now?
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
So that Twitter account exists.
Yep.
And has 3 to 4 tweets.
And two followers.
Yep.
Not apropos of nothing yet. We have to break into our account again.
Yep, that's correct. I'm cracking open the Balvenie Doublewood 12 Years, which, if I recall correctly, is a A gift from Mav.
Yeah. So but anyway, back to what James did.
Yes.
Yes.
You should follow the Twitter account at Sorcerer Apologe 1.
Apologe. Yep.
At SORCERAPOLOG1.
Otherwise, just search for Sorcerer Apologist.
Yep. It's good. I'm liking what I'm seeing.
It's pretty ridiculous.
I hope to make several tweets a week.
Yes. No. Do this is yeah. This is good. Please be the first one here 6 minutes ago. Please be aware the foul thick green cloud is not dangerous but may be in a mood. We apologize for any inconvenience this may have caused the adherents of Offler currently on a feast day. We will soon send a carriage round to retrieve them.
Mm-hmm.
So good. That's really fucking good.
Oh, I'm glad.
It is explicitly a Ankh-Morpork Discworld
account. University thing. Yeah.
And so you sprinkled little references in there, uh-huh. And it's vague enough to be what the fuck. and it's really good.
I'm glad.
Some or all of the occupants of Quirm Street may have briefly smelled plaid. That was our mishap. We were just trying to thicken a soup. Awfully sorry. Yes. All about these.
Ha.
Keep
so
it
good.
Up.
Yeah. Yeah, I look forward to this. Yes. This is the new game.
This is so ridiculous.
I'm so for this. All right.
You know you will have made it big when Terry Pratchett follows it.
If Terry Pratchett follows it, I believe I will have made it extremely big, and that is terrifying.
So big.
Given that Terry Pratchett has unfortunately passed away, that would be extremely...
But no, but I mean, like, somebody else is keeping... Account. Yeah, somebody fair. Else is curating
no, that's
the
fair.
Account.
Yeah.
I'm not... I believe somebody else is still curating that account. Maybe...
It looks
maybe,
like...
Maybe he's... No. Oh God!
It looks like my old joke account is no longer a thing. I must have deleted it. I had an account called "You're Welcome, Obama."
I do remember that.
It was. Remember back when Obama was the president? There was the "Thanks, Obama" thing.
Yeah.
What I would do is basically scour Twitter for people that were saying "Thanks, Obama" to innocuous things.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I stubbed my toe. Thanks, Obama, and I would just retweet it. And say,
you're welcome. That's fucking amazing.
That's all I never engaged
Fuck,
anyone.
That's so
I never,
good.
I never created anything new. It was just, all I did was retweet Thanks Obama stuff and said, you're welcome.
Oh, God.
All I did.
That makes
it
me
was
so
fantastic.
Happy.
I did that for about a year before I finally kind of
petered
died
out.
Away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
That's great, though.
Oh.
Fuck.
Yeah.
And now it's no longer a thing, and that makes me sad.
These things do happen. Mm-hmm. All right.
Anyway.
Some lawn chairs.
I will, by the way, post a link to that Twitter account in the show notes.
Do
so
it.
You can do that.
Yeah.
We have a topic.
Yeah, we do.
Do it.
Yeah. James.
Oh.
You.
Retail horror stories.
Oh, my God.
I was instructed to write that the fuck down, and
yep.
I did.
And so he did.
Yeah.
I'll start with one.
Sure.
So many, many years ago when I was in college, I worked at a place called Mervyn's California at Rosedale.
Oh, my God.
The only way you can say Mervyn's California at Rosedale is to say Mervyn's California at Rosedale. Like that, you can't just say
Mervyn's.
I can't do it.
Rosedale.
So yeah. So I worked there for a while.
Yeah.
There's Black Friday wherein there was a line around the mall to get into the goddamn store. But we were giving out like little plushy things to the first so many customers or whatever. Some like I think there were penguins, which is adorable. So
that is,
cool.
Penguins are great, but
and there were some people that were like collecting these, like they're going to be big at some point. Anyway,
Like Beanie Babies.
Yeah. So there's a line wrapped around, and I'm going to the door to get in as an employee. Like, it's just, they had somebody basically overnight at the store so that they could make sure to line people up appropriately and make sure to let employees in. So I'm walking up to this door, and people are yelling at me for cutting in line.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I work here.
Yeah.
I just want to work. Is that... Will you guys let me sell you things? Is that okay?
Not want employees in the store? Assholes?
I'm not on
shift yet. Fuckers.
Right. So I worked an 8-hour day. And then my replacement didn't come in.
Oh no.
So I worked a 12-hour day.
Oh no.
And that was the last time I ever worked retail on a Black Friday. I was like, that's just not a thing that will ever happen again. I can't do it.
Ugh.
But yeah. Anyway, that's like my worst retail story. No, that's not my worst retail story.
Ooh.
The worst story I have, my very first job, I was working for a small business pharmacy. And the owner was a pharmacist. Cool. And a racist. Not so cool. You know how pharmacies have like little gift areas and like makeup and kind of convenience store type things? There was a couple of black women looking through makeup stuff, and the manager told me to keep an eye on them. Ugh. He's not racist, but...
Yeah.
And I'm just like,
not racist, but I do have racist opinions and thoughts, and will express them racistly.
Right.
Racistically. Thank you very
much. Yeah, so that was actually the last day I worked there, because I didn't need that job, so I just... left.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, we're done here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, those gross. You guys can tell stories too.
Yeah. One super quick one.
Go ahead.
And then another super quick one.
Okay.
The first super quick one was I worked at Funko Land as it was becoming GameStop, which was hellish on its own, but then the PS2 was released.
And interjection.
Yeah.
One of my new coworkers last week,
during
my first week, somebody walked by with a Funko, like, jacket.
Whoa.
It looked like a Letterman's jacket, but it had Funko across the back.
Rad.
Yeah.
Well, was it, like, Funko Pop, or was it, like, Funko Land Funko?
I think it was Funko Pop.
Oh, different thing.
Okay.
Yeah. Funko Land was what GameStops used to be in Minnesota. Where they would actually like take
games out and let you
try them.
Yeah. It was like that sounds familiar. I should mention that. Anyway, go ahead.
That's cool though. It was already kind of a rough time, but then
It was Funko Land. Sorry.
Hot.
Sorry
shit.
About that. I apologize for being that guy.
I still have my Funko Land polo. The PS2 was released and people went fucking nuts. People went absolutely fucking crazy. We had, I want to say, no fewer than 2 death threats against employees.
Jesus.
Every day. Every retail day. Because it was also close to the holiday, and like, this is not just a video game system, it is one of the early affordable DVD players, because it was only $300.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, people went berserk. And we had to patiently explain, like, your receipt with the money you put down is worth money. And we don't have the ability to just pull that up out of thin air. This was before.
You were told.
Yeah. When you purchased this, you were told. Well, I sure as fuck wasn't told. Well, you know, the person who sold it to you would have been one of these two people, and they're both here. Let's bring them over. Yeah. No, we had the manager break up fights.
Oh, my God.
Because people were absolutely out of their minds. And I don't know, like, I get it, but I also, I don't fucking get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's that. And then the other thing was at the job that you and I shared first.
Yep. Not really retail. But...
Black Friday was not optional. Nope. It was mandatory for a specific number of people. And as long as the right number of people volunteered, it was optional. So, yeah, a real fucked up situation. And then we were there after having worked, usually on Thanksgiving itself, up to a specific hour of the day. We would come back at 11 in order to work there overnight before then, many of us also working Black Friday day shifts. But the amount of money that they were giving us was more, not good, but more. And plus, most of the time that you were there, you just watched a movie or played video games, because the number of calls that tech support got from the retail locations on a Black Friday day were few. They were limited, and they were mostly due to poor planning with the computer systems. Like, hey, we're supposed to sign out at 11:59, and so we did, and it won't let us sign in until our mandatory 15-minute break is complete. So no one can sign in to ring out customer purchases for another 15 minutes.
Oh, my God.
Help. Yeah, so that. But we would get a wave of those calls. Yeah. It was, looking back, as much fun as it was to just hang out and eat company-provided food and get paid more, working functionally every hour of a 48-hour period,
yeah,
minus a couple of breaks for sleep, is really fucked up. And it's not just the people who are in the store who have to work Black Friday in order for people to make $100 television purchases. Like, it requires a lot of support and shit. It's awful. It has become awful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What have you got, Salsa?
I haven't honestly worked retail in a long fucking time, and I'm okay with that.
Well, I'm not expecting relevant stories.
No, I know. Like... I'm trying to think of like horror stories, and like, I can't really... Really, the ones that we had the most problem with, like, when I worked at Walgreens...
Sure.
...was the people that would, bring in the obviously 10-year-old toaster and want their money back.
Right.
Aww,
and,
that's
adorable. Like, things like that. And they would put up enough stink that the manager would just fucking do it. Yeah. Because it was easier... to take the $7 hit and then argue with them for
right
45 yeah. minutes,
you know, after 2 hours, that's an hour of company time.
Yeah, exactly. For,
so
I mean, and what we were getting paid, that was
right.
Yeah, so I mean, it was just at a certain point they just gave in.
Yeah,
and that frustrated me to no end.
Yeah. Because it encourages people to feel like as long as they are bastards.
Yeah. And that sort of thing frustrated me. The other thing that really frustrated me was the people that would... I know this is dumb and not a big thing in the grand scheme of things, but I really like... had to go outside and have a smoke after this one.
Mm.
Sure.
But the station, I worked in photography, and the end cap of the nearest row to the photo station was like where the chips and the soda and stuff
were. Oh, sure, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And there was somebody who like picked up something from one side of the aisle, like right at the end,
yeah,
walked around to the other side, looked at the stuff there and then set the thing down.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Right there. And then walked away.
All the fucking time.
And it was, like... And that sort of thing obviously happens all over the... You walk down the aisles and you see something that's not... It's like, that doesn't belong there. And you move it out. But to just watch it happen right in front of me...
Mm-hmm.
Made so angry. Because that person is right there. And that fucker with no disregard... Who couldn't walk around the end cap...
Yeah. Cart in a handicap stall directly on the opposite side from the cart return. Yes.
God.
Yes.
Yeah, just...
And not my story, but you reminded me of it. So Joe worked for a very large chain that went out of business.
Okay.
He was the manager for a store. And they filed bankruptcy. And so stores were still like open for another like couple of weeks or whatever to deal with stuff. And people would come in and try to use gift cards to purchase things. And he'd be like, sorry, there's no money behind that now.
Yeah.
And there was one interaction where he was like, yeah, that doesn't, are you telling me I can't get my money back? He's like, there's no money. He's like,
it's gone.
And the
we're bankrupt. Yeah.
Yeah. And the lady was like, oh God, this means that I'm out like $40. And he's like, cool. I'm out a living. So, I mean, if you want to have this comparison fight, we could do this.
Sure. And you had $40?
Right. And so like, so this woman's just really, he's like, you know what? Just take it. Just take it. I don't care. It's a piece of plastic. Just take it.
Yeah.
What are they going to do? Fire me?
Yeah. Just take it. I'm going to go smoke.
Yep.
Because.
Yeah.
What? What do you do?
Yeah.
So, yeah. I, just take the thing. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter. The world is awful. I'm done.
I do.
But yeah, just people complaining about that kind of, I'm like, wow.
I do actually remember. I used to work at the Mall of Doom.
Oh.
Mall of Doom.
The Mall of Gomorrah?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I worked at the Mall of Death for a long time at a magic store.
That seems so completely right.
I know, right?
Yeah.
It was
Wait, magician or sorcerer?
Magician.
Sorcerer apologist?
I worked at a magic store. Good. I sold magic tricks. Yeah. To people. Magic tricks and a few novelty, like, fake
penguins. A couple of gremlins.
Exactly.
Told them not to feed them after midnight.
But don't get them what away. What my job was is I was a salesman, and I was also a demonstrator.
Mm-hmm.
So I demonstrated a lot of the magic tricks that we sold.
Yeah.
You know, so I had to be versed in them, and that's where I learned a lot of the, you know, sleight of hand and things that I know now. Like, I am grateful for my time then. The company itself was shady, but whatever. We'll move on from that.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is I was paid on commission.
Yeah.
And you would have the mall walkers who would come in the store and say, show us a trick. And that... Please don't do that.
Right.
Because I'm not a trained monkey. I'm not here to entertain you. I am here to sell things. And there were times where I would be just like, no. And they're like, you have to. And I'm like, I don't.
Yeah.
Actually. I know you're not going to buy anything.
Yeah.
You walked into my store and demanded I dance for you.
Yeah.
No.
Look.
And people...
I know what it seems like.
Yeah.
But I do... have dignity.
And people got really
upset.
It's at home,
but I have it.
People got really, really upset that I wouldn't do free magic tricks for them.
Yeah.
And again, as much as I learned a lot working at that store, I was really happy when they fired me.
Yeah.
On my birthday.
Ah. We had a similar thing again. Funcoland,
because it was right at the beginning of the Christmas rush. Shit. So the fact that they did fire me, I was like, thank fucking God.
Oh, well then.
Yeah.
I'm out.
And good luck with your cup and ball.
Yeah.
No, we had a similar problem with Funcoland, because parents were just like, oh, video games. My kid likes video games. I'm going to go to Target for 3 hours and let them hang out.
Mm-hmm.
And,
like,
despite having signs up that were like, kids can't be in here alone, mm-hmm. we will send them out, we pretty fucking continually ended up babysitting kids, and they wanted nothing more than to either grab a bunch of the plastic steering wheels and joysticks and shit off the shelves and just toss them about.
Yeah.
Or to constantly demand that we swap in a different game that they wanted to try.
Yeah.
And, like, you know what? Quiet, relatively well-behaved kids that are like, hey, would it be okay if I played this? Sure.
Sure.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Great. But we did also have kids come in when their parents were like, all right, I'll see you in an hour. Meet me out front. Basically saying, nothing is getting purchased.
Yeah.
And that kid would be like, hey, I want to try this. Put this in for me. No?
Yeah.
Yeah. My favorite way to deal with that was my manager's specialty. He would choose games that were functionally unplayable without special equipment.
Mm.
Like, he would put Lethal Enforcers in with one of the giant mat stand-on-me controller things so that there was no fucking way to use it.
Mm-hmm.
He would put in games that required the mat, but he would put in, you know, a regular controller.
Or, like, a Guitar Hero or something
right.
like that.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So the people would come in and they would go, this doesn't, it's, fuck it, I'm leaving. I'm going to go cause trouble somewhere else.
Right.
Great. Yeah. He was like a sommelier of of choosing the perfect
right.
video game.
For the situation.
Yeah. It was amazing.
And don't get me wrong. If people came in with, like... I definitely had those people that came in were just like, hey, check this out. This is really cool. I'm more than happy.
Yeah.
More than happy to demonstrate. But it was the self-entitled.
Yes.
Like, walk in and
right.
do a trick for me. Mm-hmm. It's like, no. Fuck you. I'm not doing that.
Yeah. We had enough kids who were like, well, I'm going to tell my mom. And we're like, all right. Good.
Sure.
Go get her. She needs to be in here with you anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Oh, God.
We did start ringing someone up for all of the stuff that their kids started pulling off the shelf, and that ended their trip pretty fucking fast. We were like, okay, so far we've got you in the register for this steering wheel, these joysticks, that Dance Dance Revolution pad, and the Samba de Amigo, which is brand new, and your kid is currently tearing open. Is there anything else that you'd like us to
ring up?
Throw on there?
Yeah. God.
Mm-hmm.
Ha. Yeah. Well, and somebody on Facebook posted recently, and they were like, hey, my company just made this change. And they started offering a different product which is slightly better, and people are fucking furious about it. They changed what mushrooms were available. They swapped from button mushrooms in the gravy to portobello mushrooms in the gravy.
Okay.
And they're...
I saw that, actually.
People were so fucking mad.
It's like, you got a free upgrade, you fucker.
Right. And
yeah.
And they were being... harassed by customers, and they made a good point. They were like, hey, being kind to these workaday people, it's free. It costs you literally $0 to just be a nice human being. to someone who works retail or service.
Yeah.
And that's true.
It's really easy for people to forget.
Yeah. They get caught up.
That's a human being there.
What they're doing.
And that human being standing in front of you is somebody who's getting paid to do a thing. They are not...
Yeah.
They are not a CEO. They are not they are not the finance person who is setting those prices. They are not the person who manufactured that item.
Nope.
They are a person doing a job.
Yep.
And they don't have to put up with your bullshit. A.
Yep.
Because they're a human being. And B, you're angry at the wrong person here.
Mm-hmm. But people are just kind of at their fucking worst. And I saw it as a security officer. So did my sister when she was a security officer. Especially people parking and that kind of thing. Like, their focus on their need or their perceived need is so so tight. The tunnel vision is so restricted that...
Well, I mean, and that... That's not just retail. The previous job that both of us worked at, are people that I can name who would, you know, be very snarky.
Yeah.
In and things like that. And as James and I could talk about that later, but and we will. because during the offboarding.
I can only imagine.
Yeah, but it was his.
Oh, Betty.
Close. Started with a B. Just sometimes it's just like, where is this coming from? Just get to the point. Tell us what the problem is, and we will try to fix it. Stop trying to be the sarcastic asshole.
Come to somebody with kindness and you're going to get farther. On the flip side of that, if your retail worker is female and being pleasant to you, she's not flirting with you.
No.
She is paid to be pleasant to you.
She's underpaid to be pleasant to you.
That is accurate. My God.
Yeah. So there's that. My dad pretty famously has... cannot fucking remember that and has boundary issues. So he was in line with my sister to purchase Christmas gifts at a bath and hygiene store. And my sister had a realization as they were stepping up front. She was like, oh my God, the clerk at the desk is 20 and pretty and... she's kind of got boobs and her sweater isn't frowsy as fuck.
Yeah.
So, oh God, he's gonna say something. He's gonna do it. He's gonna be like, your smile is just so good and so pleasant. And she was like, I have to say something first because it's gonna be less weird coming from me. And so she cut in front of him and was like, hey, that sweater's great. Where did you get that? And they had a quick friendly chat and the clerk was super bubbly and happy about it. And then they made their purchases and they got the fuck out. And my dad was like, you know, I was going to tell her that. And Jen was like, uh-huh. Yeah, I know you were.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's not there for that. Yes. Also, it's the holidays. Don't hold up the line. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nicely so, done.
Yeah. That is a very good reminder. So thanks.
Oh my God.
Dear listener.
I was gonna say.
Sure.
Dear listener.
Okay.
This Friday is Black Friday. It's not a race thing. It's not about speed. What? Oh God. It is notoriously the worst day of the year to be working retail.
Yeah.
Be nice, be kind, but don't be a creep.
Stay home?
Yeah, that's my plan.
Oh, that's the easy way, yeah.
Seriously. Yeah. We live in the age of the internet. Stay home.
I'm doing Black Friday board games.
Yes.
I've only had like 3 people RSVP and 2 of them live in the house.
First off, Black Friday is just utter nonsense because half the time they jack up the prices before dropping them on Black Friday.
Uh-huh.
B, right. Most of that stuff you can get online for cheaper anyway.
Point the third.
And go home.
Most of the stuff that you can get for an extraordinarily cheap price is extraordinarily cheap merchandise. Yeah.
Also, did you know Target has an online? I've got the Target app now.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh my god!
I used it today.
Oh, it's so good.
I didn't have them like deliver or hold anything for me, but I ended up searching for a particular shirt for this Friday's Ville show because I have to dress as one of the 7 deadly sins. So I was looking for a T-shirt that would.
So you're going to be Raph?
Nope.
I'm teasing.
I get this though. So I was looking for something extremely specific. And there were a couple of places that had it, but none of them could guarantee whether they had it in stock or anything like that. And I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm just going to go to Target.com. And I did. And they were like, hey, it's in this store, which is 2 miles from you.
Yep.
And I went, fuck. I'm going in. So it was extraordinarily helpful. Yeah.
All right.
Shop online if you can.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Dear listeners, if you have ever worked in retail...
Oh, God.
Oh, shit.
Oh, our Facebook page is about to fucking explode.
Go to our Facebook page.
About to get Tales from the Trenches.
Tell us about it.
Oh, we want to hear your delicious, delicious, awful.
If you're currently working service or retail...
We salute you.
We salute you. Fuck.
Because, as we mentioned, this coming Friday...
Godspeed, gentle listener.
You can get through this. We've got your back.
And someday you will have a job that does not involve working on Black Friday.
I have a job that involves working on Black Friday now.
I don't.
But I'll be working from my basement.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, there's that.
Yeah, that helps. Should we take a break?
Yeah.
Yeah. All
right. We'll be right back. If you guys like what you heard, you can visit us on our website at aonpodcast.com. If you want to talk to us directly, you can send us an email at either Jenna, Salsa, or James at aonpodcast.com, or collectively at feedback@aonpodcast.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Patton was kind enough to give us the music for this episode and every episode. You can see what he's up to at brandonpatton.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, but especially you can help us out by rating our show. Check out our merch. You can go to society6.com/AON podcast.
And we're back. I'm Salsa.
I'm James.
And I'm Jenna.
All right.
Yep, that's us.
That is a thing, and
we exist.
And we have a Fast Five.
Fast Five! Yay!
For those of you who do not know how this works, you, the dear listener, send us 2 emails. The first one contains nothing but 5 choices, and the second one repeats those choices and then gives us some context.
Woo!
Basically, what that means is we make a bunch of choices not knowing what they mean.
And then we find out
and then
who
we
is
find
right
out what they mean.
And who is dead.
That's a thing. Okay. All right. Today's Fast Five comes to us from... Mrs. Mud.
Oh, Mrs. Mud.
Yay!
By the way, how's the mud puddle coming?
Aww.
Such a cutie.
Oh. I've been seeing pictures.
I know, so good. Anyway.
So cute.
Stay focused.
Oh, yeah.
Question number 1. Gingerbread.
Ooh.
Or sugar?
I'm a big fan of the pfeffernusse, which is real close to gingerbread.
I'm leaning gingerbread. Mm-hmm. I think this is what kind of cookie to decorate.
Oh.
Yeah, good call. I'm going to go with sugar. I like sugar cookies. I'm not big on gingerbread cookies.
Oh,
I don't like gingerbread cookies.
You're wrong.
That having been said, a friend of mine today brought... She and likes baking, but it's just her and her husband, and they can't eat that much. She brought over a eggnog cheesecake.
Holy fuck.
On gingerbread crust. And it was magic.
Wow. I had a butter cake?
So just because of that, only Jesus. Because of that, I'm going with gingerbread this time. Otherwise, I would say sugar.
I just like putting little bow ties on gingerbread, man.
That's fair. By the way, if you ever have the opportunity to try gooey butter cake from St. Louis, fucking do it. That is life-changing.
A graphic user interface butter cake?
Yes.
Okay.
Also, sometimes I put breasts on gingerbread men.
Because why wouldn't you?
Because damn titties.
Sometimes I put bow ties and breasts on gingerbread men.
Because damn titties.
For it.
Yeah.
My imagination is running wild.
Excellent. So are the gingerbread men's breasts.
Damn titties. Question number two. Apple cider or hot cocoa?
Oh, shit.
That is a genuinely tough one.
I have to go hot cider.
Jenna's going apple cider because she can't have cocoa.
Not true form. Although I do... make my own hot cocoa with baking cocoa, sugar, and almond milk. And I'm willing to put that much time and effort into it, so
damn
you can
right.
get
make my own
guess
hot cocoa
how I feel
after
about
a
that.
Big pot of chili.
Ew.
I make my own hard apple cider, so I'm going with that.
Yeah. Oh shit, the Applejack.
Yeah.
I'm doubling down on the apple cider.
God damn it.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm going to go with cocoa.
Fair enough.
Question number three.
Mm-hmm.
Giant candy cane.
Oh.
Or Lifesaver's sweet storybook.
Oh. Fuck.
I know which one I'm going with. This one's easy for me.
Okay.
The sweet storybook. Because the I can't eat a candy cane that big. You can't eat it in one sitting.
No, you can't.
And so you have to either, like, try to rewrap it, or... And it just gets sticky and everything. It's just gross. Whereas the little Lifesavers, but you pull out one piece and you pop in your mouth. It's clean. It's so much cleaner. I can't stand it.
I definitely prefer candy canes overall to Lifesavers. Like, I love mint.
Mm-hmm.
I literally shower in mint. Mint is a fantastic thing that exists. I share Salsa's concerns.
The ones he raised silently just now?
What?
Audibly?
No. No, I meant about the giant candy cane.
Oh, gotcha.
But I think I still have to go with the giant candy cane. What were you going to say?
Literally?
Literally, shall I admit?
Yes, no, she does literally...
I do literally shower in mint. As in, I have mint shampoo, mint conditioner, mint...
Okay.
Mint soap.
Okay.
I literally shower in mint.
All right, I'll give this one to you.
Like, I don't... When I said literally, I meant literally.
It's
oh my god, it's like
mint.
Jess's insult. Right, you're so old, yeah, you literally use the word literally, mint. Literally.
Yes, I do!
Yeah, but that's Jess's insult.
Oh, but he's mad at me for backing into a parking space.
Yes, I am!
That's hilarious.
Ha.
But I was actually using it correctly.
Right. Yeah. She was literally using it correctly.
Technically.
Yeah. I was technically
the
using
best
it
best kind of correct.
Yes. So, piss off, Salsa.
You did. All right.
In fact, I have different kinds of mint shampoo and conditioner.
What's the difference?
One of them is my mint lavender.
No.
One of them is mint rosemary.
Huh.
One of them is mint tea tree.
Mm-hmm.
But...
I'm more curious.
We've talked about this in the past. There's like peppermint and spearmint and wintergreen and all these other. It's just like, it's mint. I can't, whatever. I don't know.
There is a difference.
I'm sure there is. As far as I'm concerned, it's mint. I don't know the difference.
One of them is red. But one of them is green.
Fuck you. Question number four.
Lifesavers.
All right. Question number four. Krumkaka. Okay.
Nope, there is no other answer.
Or rosettes.
Krumkaka.
No, I'm with Jenna on this one.
Yeah, krumkaka. That's
she makes a valid argument.
Yeah, it's a strong,
rosettes, well made. Yeah. But krumkaka,
pretty damn good. Rosettes. If it was anything other than krumkaka.
Yeah,
I will say I don't have a lot of like.
Oh.
I don't have a lot of like childhood memories that like, you know, I hold specifically dear.
Yeah.
But making krumkaka at Grandma Anderson's house, because Oyaki is there.
You're made in Duluth,
Minnesota.
Grandparents, yeah.
We had a krumkaka iron.
I do have a krumkaka iron.
We let someone else borrow it.
I let somebody else borrow it and got it back like 2 years later when he was moving out of state. And we both realized he still had my iron. I was like, oh yeah, that's where that went.
No, we gave it to someone who was legitimately going to use it more than we were. So we're like, yes, by all means.
Krumkaka Iron is my Steely Dan cover band.
Ooh, nice.
Good call. Question number five.
I'm going to go Krumkaka.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Question number five. Fudge. Or divinity?
Divinity.
Divinity? Can I take a moment to ask you if you've seen a commercial?
No.
I mean, you just did.
It's the Lindor, it's the Lindt chocolate commercial. The
Lindor truffles?
Features
Swiss.
A woman enjoying them and then like a chef longingly drizzling chocolate into a basin of some kind.
Okay.
And I laugh every time I see it because it's so fucking absurd. Those things are pooped out by a machine directly into the mouth of Walmart customers. Let's not be...
Well, let's not have illusions. Okay, so...
They're good. They're really good.
Here's the thing. In this country, yes.
Oh, okay.
They're Swiss chocolates. Mm-hmm. And when I lived in Switzerland, they were... Swiss chocolates.
Sure.
Like, and so in my mind, that's the way I picture the Lindor truffles.
Okay.
They're fairly high end.
Yeah.
They're affordable high end.
The chocolatier that we visited when we worked together last.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I had to go back in and buy more.
Yeah, exactly. It's more like that kind of thing.
Okay. I can see that.
The
where they're actually handmade and not... Like,
well, they were factory made
fresh
there
from the
too.
Nozzle. Oh,
but,
okay.
But it wasn't that. And I mean, part of this is the American like grabbing handfuls and
right.
But so that's kind of
that.
I still picture them as being this like. More high-end chocolate.
Okay.
You know, kind of like the Ferrero Rocher, which...
Same deal.
Again,
about it every
exactly,
time.
Exactly, exactly. Same thing. It came over here, it became something that you can buy for
this fucking romance novel cover is not happening. It is a steel machine that...
What else? Rittersport.
That poops out. Rittersport. Well, okay. All right. Thing. Don't fuck with Rittersport.
No. It's the same thing.
Machine made. And it's
when I was living in Switzerland.
Yeah.
Rittersport wasn't in America yet. Lindor truffles weren't. I don't think in America yet. I'd never seen them. I'm pretty sure Ferrero Rocher were here, but they were still that gold foil. And now. Yeah, those are things you could just fucking buy anywhere.
Yeah, they're in the checkout.
But again, my memory of them when I went over there, it was just it was a discovery.
Yeah.
Now, yeah, it's.
But the ad looks.
I'm sad now.
It is like a 30
but
second.
But it is chocolate. It's and chocolate has always been associated with sex. Always.
It's mostly wax.
Yes, but chocolate has... Oh, well, it's Swiss chocolate, so fuck you. It's still
the
really
American
fucking
ones, good. I'm willing to bet, are mostly
haven't
wax.
Really haven't really tried those.
Okay.
but whether they're wax or not, chocolate has always been associated with sex. Will always be associated with sex.
Yeah.
That's just the way they're going to advertise it. It's very sexy, no matter what. It, even if it's fucking the Hershey Crunch Bar.
It's a 30-second romance novel cover.
Mm-hmm. I mean, and again, they're better than a Hershey bar.
Kind of.
They're better than a Hershey bar.
Everything's better than a Hershey
bar. The Swiss ones, probably.
Yeah.
I mean, Hershey's is I don't want to say Hershey's is the Folgers.
That's of really chocolate. Apt, though.
But it kind of, it's what you get when you need the fucking product, but that's not, you know, you go in a diner, you get a cup of coffee, Folgers or whatever. But I'll drink it and I'll eat it.
The only time I have ever bought a Hershey bar was to make s'mores. It's like a mixing scotch. You don't sit there and drink a mixing scotch. You mix it.
Yeah.
Hershey's is a s'mores chocolate, not an eaten chocolate.
Although Dove is pretty goddamn good on it.
See, there was a time. Well, okay, Dove is still pretty
good. I'm not saying Hershey brand. I'm saying the Hershey bar.
Yep.
There was a time when Godiva was like.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And now they're just.
Pretty common.
Yeah. Like, I'll eat a fucking Godiva bar.
Yeah.
100%. But it's not as... it is neither hoity nor toity as it was.
So are we going with fudge or divinity?
Fudge.
I'll go with fudge. I've had a lot more...
I shouldn't have fudge.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna.
I almost always enjoy homemade fudge.
Fudge is something that we don't get very often in my house. When we do get fudge, it's because we've been to
Grand Marais
or Wisconsin Dells or Philadelphia or something. It's a vacation food for us. We go on vacation, we find a fudge shop, we get some fudge, we bring it home. Nice. We enjoy it.
Yeah.
I've never done that with divinity.
Nor have I. I can't say that I know divinity from Adam.
I have no idea what is meant by this, but let's find out together, shall we?
Yay!
Question number one. Oh, no. These were sent out on the fly, so...
They were. So
gingerbread or sugar? Favorite holiday cookie?
Oh. Yeah,
just gingerbread. In general, probably gingerbread.
Yep. I love making little gingerbread houses.
Apple cider or hot cocoa? Favorite hot non-alcoholic beverage other than coffee?
Still cider.
Anything is alcoholic if you try hard enough.
Everything at Valley Fair is a water ride if it's raining.
I
think this is really a toss-up for me. I'm going apple cider by a hair.
I think cocoa.
Okay.
And maybe it's because I do need to put the extra time into it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I understand the value of it.
Somebody made, like, some 98% cocoa, hot cocoa, with, like, almond milk.
I mean... Okay, so when you're talking like 98%, 76%, whatever, that has to do with the cocoa ratio, but doesn't necessarily determine the other aspects of it ratio. So you are much more likely to have something that I can have the higher the percentage, but that does not necessitate.
Sure.
So, sure. Also, 76 could be fine.
Enjoyable cocoa.
I use cocoa powder and sugar in it and milk, and it works just fine. Like, yeah, it does the job.
All right.
All right.
Next question was giant candy cane or Lifesaver's sweet storybook?
All right.
Which would you rather receive? I stand by my answer.
Yeah. Yeah, because like a candy cane is fun and you can enjoy it, but Lifesaver's storybook is
it's
an activity.
Lifesavers you can enjoy as you will. Mm-hmm. Giant candy cane is a commitment.
Hmm.
You either need to finish that fucker or figure out a way to store it or something.
Yeah. I just like mint.
Question number four. Krumkaka or rosettes? Favorite Scandinavian holiday sweet treat?
Yep, krumkaka.
Yep, sticking with what we got.
Jenna made a strong point when she was like, krumkaka.
Krumkaka.
Yeah, no. We don't need the other answer.
Yeah, just krumkaka.
Question number five, fudge or divinity? Favorite homemade holiday candy?
See, I haven't had divinity.
Me neither.
Now I'm curious about it. Now I need to try it.
What is a a divinity is a nougat-like confection made with egg white, corn syrup, and sugar. Optional ingredients such as flavors, chopped dried fruit, and chopped nuts are frequently added. Replace the sugar with brown sugar results in a related confection called seafoam.
So it's like a nougat fruit cake?
It looks kind of like a meringue cookie.
Fuck.
I mean, meringues are good.
I'm still going with fudge,
but
though.
Fudge.
Just never having had one in memory, I'm going to go with divinity.
Really?
Yeah. Nougat is my jam.
I do like
it's
a nougat.
It's nougat-like.
Yeah. You may be underestimating my love of nougat and weird candy.
Yeah, you eat circus peanuts. Whatever. So basically, what you're saying is you like divinities, so I'm going fudge. All right. There is, as far as I can, no other nothing. Just signed, Mrs. Mudd.
Aww. Yay.
Yay, Mrs. Mudd.
Thank you, Mrs. Mudd. If you, that's right, I'm talking to you, the one with the shoes. If you would like
shoes.
To send in a Fast Five, please send.
What do you have against the shoeless? Rude.
I guess I'm wearing boots and not shoes.
Yes, you. The one with the nose.
Well, now what do you have against the noseless?
Because if they don't have a nose or shoes, they don't have any business writing us.
Wow.
That doesn't make them illiterate.
Okay, no.
This stinks.
If you, that's right, you with the email address would like to send us a Fast Five.
All right. I will
send two emails to salsa@aonpodcast.com.
Plain as the nose on your face.
Oh, my God. Look,
I was,
don't
I w-
judge you until you've walked a mile.
I was about to make that joke.
Suck it.
Send two emails to salsa@aonpodcast.com. The first one should contain nothing but the choices. The second one should repeat those choices so we don't have to switch back and forth. And then give us the context. Does any... who has some shout-out?
Oh, I have a shout-out.
Shout it out!
Okay. I want to say thank you to my family. They are hosting me again for Thanksgiving. And they're making turkey loaf because they know that I love it. And
yay.
I love them.
Aww.
Yeah.
That's really sweet. I have a shout out to air compressors. Because I have, right now, I've had to take even more of a financial hit due to reasons. Mm-hmm. And that's fine. But my back tire has an incredibly slow leak.
Ooh.
You too?
Up until about 2 weeks ago, I was doing that.
Yeah.
I had a really slow leak, and every other day or so, I was having to refill the air.
Mine's only about every 4 to 5 days.
Oh.
So that's, like I said, a really slow leak, right. But it is definitely apparent.
You know, if you turn the radio up, you don't even feel it.
No, it was because I have this new job, because I'm driving a lot, you know, I have a commute, we were like, we need new tires here. But other than that, yeah, every other day or so, I was having to get out the air compressor and refill that tire.
Yeah, so...
Same thing.
Those
we're like twins.
No, we're not. Yes. You're not me. Jenna. You're not my twin.
I just want to be cool.
I know.
We know, honey.
I know. But I love that those are things that exist and that I can... Mm. Oh, boy, howdy. Yeah.
Yeah, on the way back from Wisconsin, I had to stop at a gas station to make sure that my tires had correct pressure, and I was extremely grateful for them not only having an air compressor on site with a little tube that read the pressure as it filled, which is amazing... but also that it was free. And I didn't have to put quarters or a card or anything
in there. There was one at a gas station, it was free, and it read your pressure for you as you're filling it. And I'm just like, what?
Hot shit. I went in and shopped additionally, in addition to everything else that I did there, I stopped in and bought stuff from the gas station. And I was like, I am making... an effort to spend money in this store because there is free air, and I really fucking appreciate it.
Yeah.
That's a great shout out.
I am going to give my shout out to... been kind of going back and forth on this one, but what the hell? I'm going to give a shout out to my new company for hiring me.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks to that company for taking you off the world's hands.
Thank you. I know, right?
Yeah.
It's been great.
Good.
We can get into this at some other point more in depth, but I just want to throw this out there that being a salaried employee really kind of messes with my brain in a few ways.
Oh, yeah?
Which is, I was talking to my HR people, you know, onboarding, and I was like, what, you know, the pay period? What's the pay period for this paycheck? And they were like, it's...
The current?
This one.
1/52nd or...
Yeah.
1/26th of the year?
But just like, they were just like, what do you... No, we don't care. You get paid on these days, and that's it.
Yeah.
And it was just like...
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah. But just weird little things like that. You know, just kind of just like, oh, yeah, I don't have to worry about that anymore.
Yeah.
Nice.
There isn't a 3-week waiting period.
Yeah. My last paycheck from my last job and my first paycheck from my new job are a day apart.
Ooh. Oh, wow.
I'm pretty happy about that.
Oh, that's pretty exciting. I would be, too.
Also, so I was getting paid every other Friday.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
With this new job, I will be getting paid the 15th and the 30th, or 15th and the last day of every month.
Okay.
Yeah.
Until January 1st, when they switch over to every other week.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Huh. Well, I mean,
so for three paychecks, I'm getting paid bi-monthly before going back to every other week.
I actually found out that I really like the... I like weekly is... great, but that bi-monthly, the middle and end of every month, is super fucking helpful.
That is pretty handy. Yeah.
The only thing that we're a little is right now my wife and I get paid every other Friday.
Nice.
So every Friday we're getting a paycheck.
Yeah.
I get paid, she gets paid. I get paid, she gets paid. Mm-hmm. Once January comes around, we're going to switch to the new every other week thing. Mm-hmm. My wife and I are getting paid on the same day.
I mean, that's still pretty cool, though.
No, is it? But it just means that instead of getting a paycheck every Friday, and we don't have to care, because we just know that every Friday we're going to have money.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We're going to get a huge infusion of cash, and then the next Friday, not.
Yeah.
And so it's going to be a little... We're just going to have to be a little more conscious. So. Anyway, thank you for hiring me. Yeah. I like working there so far.
Yay.
So. Plug shows?
Who's got a show?
You do.
I have so fucking many.
Do it, guys.
Okay. Yeah.
I thought you were taking a break.
Me too. So, three things. One, I'm going to be publishing a collection of short stories to Amazon.
Nice.
Within the next week.
Okay.
And part of that is to raise money for the holidays. Part of that is also to give people something that they can read over the holidays. I hope that you enjoy them. And there'll be an announcement on Facebook. So
cool.
Yeah, it will be inexpensive, and I love you. So there's that, and the next thing is Wednesday, which is usually the day that this podcast is released. If you do not already know, Mary Jo Peel,
yep,
a person of excellence,
mm-hmm,
is putting on a holiday-themed comedy show called Gird Your Loins. It is not expensive to attend, and there are a ton of great performers, and also Kyle and myself will be there. Kyle and I will be performing, in addition to a lot of really good performers. So, and Mary Jo Peel herself. So, yeah, I'm excited about that. That is Wednesday the 27th. Yes, Wednesday the 27th of November. And then Friday the 29th, after spending a day indoors, not going to doorbuster sales and shopping online, instead, if you would like to spend a little money out and about, you should attend the November Vilification Tennis Show. It is the Seven Deadly Sins, and I am deeply fucking excited about some of the stuff that I've written, and even more deeply excited about some of the mid-show games that we will be playing, because they are all themed after deadly sins, and they're ridiculous.
Awesome.
Yeah. So, I'll look forward to seeing people there.
I'm going to give my shout out to a fantastic Twitter feed, Sorcerer Apologist. You may have heard of it. It's pretty good. You should follow it. It now has 3 followers.
Ooh!
So get in on the ground floor there. it's pretty good. Is there anything
else? Klingon.
Oh, what's this?
Never heard of it.
Fuck off and die. It's an honorable life presented by Mounds Theater. A Star Trek fan production opens December 6th. That is a week and a half away, you guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, God. So, yeah, open runs from the 6th to the 28th. Online at moundstheatre.org. Get the VIP and get complimentary concession item and upfront seating at the fancy tables.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Do it and you're cool.
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 Okay.
Do it and you're cool.
Your face is cool.
It is.
Ooh.
It is pretty damn. We would like to say thank you to everyone who listened to this podcast. Thank you to Mrs. Mudd Fast Five.
Also, thank you to everybody who has submitted Fast Five.
Yeah, I think we got a few. Yeah.
Yep. We put out the call, and we got a response.
Our calls are very different.
Your call is very important to us. We will get to your Fast Five in the order in which it was received.
Unless this is your first Fast Five, in which case we will jump you to the top of the list, or if you bribe us in some way, shape, or form.
I like bribes.
By getting us either a physical copy or bribing us with booze or
other
knickknacks of some sort.
I like booze bribes.
Bribes will get yours to the top of the list as well.
Seven bribes for seven brothers.
You're a brubber.
I want to make that.
It's a heist movie.
It's a heist, yeah. That's totally a heist. That is such a heist. Okay.
So.
Yep.
Thank you to Mrs. Mudd for the Fast Five.
Yes, thank you.
On behalf of myself and James and Jenna, thank you so much for listening. Eat the fucking cake.
Bye, I love you. Bye, bye, bye. Bye.
Come here, my rubber orangutan. Let me feel your nipples.